Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, hour number two. I know a lot of you texted in to that last hour. I'll read those as I can, so bear with me. I'll try to get that done here through this hour and even read some of those off if I can. We had a great first hour, by the way. If you missed any of that, catch it between 6 and 7. One thing I wanted to add, and Charlie made sure that I did this. I talked about the Colorado GOP chair and just kind of what I think we should be looking for when it comes to a chair of the GOP. And I want to make sure that I'm very clear in this. I'm not saying we just need an angry chair that's angry at the world and angry at the Democrats, and this is how we're going to go beat them. No. We need somebody that's fired up. Mm-hmm. There's a difference, by the way, between being fired up and being angry.
True.
You can tell right now I'm fired up. I'm not angry, but I'm fired up.
I
get fired up pretty much every day I come on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. It's what I do. Okay? I am fired up when I come on air. It's what I have to do.
Yes.
It's my job. It's what we do
High
here.
Energy. Go,
but,
go,
But
go.
I'm not angry, and there's a difference between those two. So, yeah, I appreciate Charlie, you know, making sure that I state that correctly, because if you're looking to vote for somebody as a GOP chair, those of you that will be able to do so in the coming weeks, again, I encourage you to find somebody that's going to have a solid plan.
Yeah.
For what we're going to do moving forward as a state, how we're going to take some of these seats back. In fact, I'd like to even have it drilled down into which areas of the state do you think we can
Love
win
it.
Back that are now controlled by the other side.
Yep.
Give me a list of those areas that you think we could target, get the right person to run, and potentially win that seat back. I want to know from a GOP chair, where is that?
Yeah,
who is it?
Who's vulnerable?
And by the way, what's your plan to make that happen?
Right.
How are you going to recruit?
Yep.
How are you going to find the right person to run? Should it be a male or female?
Yep.
Should it be a minority? And by
what
the way—
What are the talking points for that specific district?
And by the way, everything I just said is what conservatives never mention, because that's taboo.
Well, and that's a strategy, though, John, and we're lacking strategy.
As much as I— think everybody's equal, which I do. I don't look at skin color. I don't look at, you know, the sex of someone when we look at, you know, candidates and things like that. But I know that I'm not normal. I know a lot of people do look at, oh, I want a female leader in that particular district. Or, I want, I'm a Hispanic and I want to vote for a Hispanic. Or I'm black, I want to vote for a black. Mm-hmm. Or whatever the case may be. And by the way, folks, we're really dumb if we as conservatives don't look at the things I just said in a very real way and say, yes, this is the type of individual we need in that area to win. Here's somebody that's done really good at strategy, by the way. We typically interview her on a regular basis. She'll be back with us, I believe, this next Tuesday. And that's Winning for Women, the PAC. And Olivia Perez-Cubas, who's their spokesperson, comes on a regular basis. And Winning for Women, by the way, is doing exactly what I just said all across the country in key areas where they know they can put a conservative woman in, whether that be Asian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Latino, black, white, whatever. They just know that if they get the right conservative woman with the right background that appeals to the right people, they can win. And by the way, they're doing that.
Right.
They're winning.
And also, John, let's be honest. We can't win Colorado without the independent voter.
No, so how do you win them? What's your strategy?
Can you? And I want to know how they would describe it. You should know the independent voter. You should know how they think, what they like, what they dislike, what they tend to vote, what emotionally moves them. And we can't. They can't answer these questions. And that's like my passion, is knowing the independent voter, knowing what they're passionate about. Why are they independent?
Right. Typically, because they don't like either party.
Right.
So then, how do we make them like us more than the other party?
Exactly. You've got to reach them on an emotional level. That's what I'm about.
And real quick, I love the unborn. I love babies. I've got, you know, gazillion grandkids and have had kids of my own. And I will protect the unborn until I go to the grave. But I would not run on that platform if I were a conservative person running for office. It's who I am. Yeah. It's intrinsic. It's intrinsic to who I am. Just like I'm a business owner, I don't need to run around and spout off that I'm a pro-lifer.
Okay. Also,
because here's the thing. Back to what you just said a moment ago. That's not what the independent voter cares about.
Right. Right.
Being honest, as much as I care,
exactly,
and it's near and dear to me, and I would vote if I became in office
pro-life, yes,
that way, me always. Too. And by the way, if anybody asked me in public, I would say that. I'm never going to deny that.
Right.
But I would answer it in a different way. If you asked me, John, are you pro-life? Well, ask me that.
John, are you pro-life?
Rachel, I believe every life is important, whether it's born or unborn. In fact, Rachel, I will ask you, do you care about the lives of puppies?
I do.
So would you rather me kill puppies in the womb, or would you like me to deliver those puppies so they can grow up to be dogs and be companions and help others out? And you know what dogs do. They love on people, and they care for people, and they're great companions, and they do lots of great things for the world. Wouldn't it be great if we had more puppies so more people could enjoy those puppies?
Right. Soul connection with puppies.
Rachel, that's what I feel about being pro-life, and how I believe every baby born has purpose and has meaning and brings meaning into this world.
I love it.
See, that's my answer to, I didn't say anything in there about abortion, by the way.
Right.
I didn't talk about late-term abortions. I didn't talk about any, because I don't think you have to.
Yeah.
You can get this message across. And by the way, I'm not talking to a hardcore lefty because I'm not winning them anyways.
No. No, the hardcore lefty's not.
Because if a hardcore lefty asked me that, it'd probably be a different answer.
Yeah, we're getting the middle. You got to go for the middle. Get the middle. Also, a lot of people live in Colorado because they love Colorado. They love the environment. They love. You can be a conservative and love the environment. Did you know that?
I do. I was raised that way.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't know why we don't talk about that.
My dad raised me. You leave the woods better than you.
Yes.
You know. You come out better than when you went in.
Yes.
So in other words, if you're there and there's trash or there's things that are destroyed or there's things that shouldn't be that way, you fix them before you come out.
Yeah.
That's how I was taught.
Oh, if you're a Christian, God has given us this planet to take care of it. We're supposed to conserve and take care of it. That should be a talking point. I don't know why no one that runs talks about how much they love Colorado and the environment. That's just a tip out there. If you're thinking of running, talk about how much you love Colorado.
Rachel, I agree. And you're right. We don't do enough of that.
Yeah.
And those are the things that, and the other thing right now I think that independents, you know, would appreciate is, how do we get this thing back on track to where people have jobs, we're back to some sort of normalcy, and we don't see boarded up buildings all over the state?
Right.
How do we get, what's our plan to get back to that?
Open up. Also, I know a lot of teachers out there that actually want to teach, and it's these teachers' unions that are holding them back. Let's address it. Let's talk about it. There's a lot of great talking points that we're not seizing right now, and we need to be.
I fully agree. All right, I know we're going to talk just for a moment about impeachment. We did a little bit of that this last hour as well. I know, we're into round two. No, he did not incite any sort of insurrection. I think there's even going to be proof coming out on our side as we get a little further along here in the trial that will even prove that there were those that were on literally the side of BLM and Antifa that did the inciting and made these things happen. The left so far has already played different things that, you know, people were afraid for their life and for this and for that. And by the way, I'm not saying it wasn't a traumatic day in what happened at the Capitol. What I'm saying is that wasn't Trump's fault. Don't blame him.
Right. No. No. And let's be honest. Look at the last 4 years of the Democrat and liberals and leftists talking about you can't be civil. I mean, Hillary, you can't be civil.
And by the way, if I was a defense,
you kick them while they're,
if I was a defense, I'd have a compilation of all of that.
Oh, yeah. All the Maxine Waters getting their faces. And oh, my gosh, it's been endless hostility and hate and vitriol from the left.
And I would be highlighting that.
Yeah.
And reminding them, hey, this is your party as well. This is what you guys
do. Oh, yeah. I would totally do that. Totally. Just roll the clip.
Those of you listening, first of all, I don't think this is going to go too far. It's all theater. It's what the Democrats are trying to do. They're still making Donald Trump front and center, which, by the way, I hope they continue to do because I think that will be their demise. Mm-hmm. The longer they stay focused on him and don't focus on 2022 and then 2024, the better off for us. So honestly, I don't care that they're doing this. It's fine by me. It's like an obsession.
It's kind of like creepy at this point, though. You're like, dude.
It's like just, that ex-girlfriend that's still creeping out the old boyfriend.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Like, right? Yeah, dialing the number and texting and driving by the house. It's like, just let it go. Like, let it go. And they can't.
They're not going to.
No.
Orange man bad.
Oh my gosh.
Bad. It is a derangement syndrome.
Yeah,
they
it's
have,
sick. It is sick. It's really sick and twisted. And
but we should
and they're
be
not
playing
happy.
Off that.
What's amazing to me, they're still not happy. I mean, when you're on Twitter, like the hate that even comes at me, and I'm like, you guys, hey, you've got everything you wanted right now. Be happy, and they're miserable.
Well, the left is always miserable.
Yes,
being a liberal
nuts.
Is miserable, by
Jeez.
The way. Which goes back to our first hour conversation. What I just said plays into a lot of what we have to do as conservatives moving forward as well. Because I'm serious, I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. I don't know too many happy lefties.
No, I don't.
They're typically miserable. They're mad about something. They're mad at the world.
Always upset.
They're upset about this or
the
upset
victim.
About that. Their victim mentality
yes.
is huge. They're very seldom happy people. Mm-hmm. And I mean that sincerely, folks.
Yeah.
I know some of these folks. They're not happy people. We, on the other hand, are sometimes too happy. We're sometimes a little happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, and sometimes, like right now, people are like, why are you even smiling? You know, we're not in a good place right now. And I get it. But I have a hope. Regardless, I have a
huge
hope.
Yeah. I know where I'm headed.
Yep.
I've got faith.
Yep.
I rely on that faith daily.
Yeah.
And folks, I know some of you don't want me to say this, but our country's been in a lot worse shape than it is right now at this moment. So yes, there's a lot of hope still.
Yeah.
A ton of hope.
Yeah. And you never give
in, you don't,
right?
If you don't believe me, go back in time and read some of the diary of Abraham Lincoln if you think our country has not been in worse shape than it is today.
True.
There was a man that literally poured out his heart and his soul over this country to really make sure that we saved it and continued on. And he cared about people. He cared about the country. He cared about slaves.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted them free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a guy that was heartbroken, literally, over the shape of our country at that time. Brother fighting against brother.
Can you imagine?
So, yes, folks,
like,
we've
really
had worse times than
now. If you
really
let yourself go there and think about it, like, these are Americans fighting Americans. Civil war.
The worst time than now, for sure. So, folks, yes, we will get through this.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to fight better than we've done in the past. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, this is a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. Let's talk about conservative alternatives to the social media platforms, because we've got a segment. We'll do that. So hang tight. We'll come right back and do that. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers. And when you talk to Kurt, find out exactly where you're at on your mortgage, what he can do for you. He's got lots of programs, maybe even a first-time buyer that's listening. He can really do it all. It's one-stop shopping, and he helps those that are self-employed like myself. He is my mortgage broker. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Okay, RoofMax, folks. Dave Hart, by the way, good guy. I meet with Dave on a regular basis, and he has got a product that literally will save you money on your roof. And I know some of you, and as conservatives, I'm just going to be honest, we should not look at this the same way liberals do. Liberals look at the roof and say, oh, I've got a deductible. When it goes bad, I'll just have the insurance company replace it. Folks, that's not taking – back to what Rachel said a moment ago. Do we care about our environment? Do we care about the things that we do? Are we going to prove that by the way we live our lives? Because what I mean is, which is better for the landfill? To keep the roof on your house going as long as possible, or throw those shingles away into the landfill?
Right.
Again, are we going to be conservatives and put our money where our mouth is? Or are we just going to rely on the insurance company to replace the roof when necessary? Because Dave's got a product that will keep that roof on your roof for a very, very long time if you use the product. So there you go, folks. 303-710-6916. Learn more about RoofMax. Call Dave today. 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. And Rachel just reminded me of something a moment ago, too, when it comes to TikTok, which we have talked about on this show, and some of you that are listening either have it or don't have it or don't know what it is, and that's fine. If you don't know, don't worry. But if you are, and I've said this before and I'll keep saying it, if you're a TikTok user,
because it keeps getting
you
back,
shouldn't be.
Yeah, they keep going back and forth with whether information can be shared with China, which is just nuts, or not. And it looks like it's being paused right now.
Well, I think part of that is because I believe there's a sale in the works where some American company, there's a couple of different companies trying to buy TikTok.
Yes.
And if that happens, it may change the game on what we're talking about. As of right now, though, I would not have it.
No.
Just saying. Okay. So when it comes to apps, things like that,
apps,
when it comes to alternatives.
Alternatives, yes.
To the typical platforms we now have, what are some of the conservative platforms?
This is your wheelhouse. I'm just saying there's not a lot, to be actually honest. I don't have like a long list of ones that I'm like, this is conservative. You can totally talk your mind here.
Okay, but
don't even worry about it. No, a Telegram is safe because you can create your own little group. And actually, I created one. I have not done anything on it yet. It's a conservative mama Telegram, but you can talk there. It's not censored at all.
Okay.
And that's awesome. MeWe is questionable. There's me, but I am on MeWe, and I'm only on MeWe because
so MeWe is an alternative to Facebook.
An alternative to Facebook, but they're saying that the owner allegedly has donated a lot to the Democrat Party, and that's why, you know, they're not. Big Tech's not going after MeWe as much because MeWe's kind of like...
kind of them.
Yeah, you don't know
mini-me.
What it is. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, so far I have been able to...
What was the first one you said, by the way?
Telegram.
Okay, I'm writing these down.
Yeah, so far I have been able to say what I want to say on MeWe, and I've not gotten any...
Okay.
Okay.
Parler, we know about. That's kind of
old
news.
Yeah, we're waiting on. Hopefully, and they did fire the CEO, and...
good.
I was listening to Dan Bongino, and he was saying, because he's like co-owner and all this.
He was one of the investors,
right?
Early on.
And he was saying that they should be up and running soon, but that's still... I haven't heard anything about that in the last few days.
I have not been following it, so
no.
I don't know.
No. And the other one that you can go to as far as videos go, and this is where I'm just...
Rumble?
I'm trying to grow. Is
Rumble.
I love it because you actually, it's like, they took it down off of YouTube. It's gone. And I'm always like, go to Rumble. It'll be there on Rumble. They won't take it down on Rumble, which is awesome. So you can, it's awesome.
So like, Telegram, MeWe, Parler, Rumble
right now. I mean, if somebody else is listening and they have other ones, please call in and tell me.
Yeah, let us know. Because I do social media because I have to, not because I want to.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to and I didn't have this show, I would not be on it at all.
Yeah, I have to. I'm that too, guy. So that's what I'm all talking on.
Just because,
media.
Frankly, I don't care what goes on in your life. Sorry. Have
fun. I don't want to know what you had for dinner.
Off.
I'm good. Thanks so much.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to talk to you, I'll pick up the phone and call you.
Right. Yeah. What happened to those days?
They're gone.
I don't know.
I know.
Are you a phone talker, though? I'm not really a big chatter.
Well, it depends. Okay. Depends on the topic.
Okay, you'll call and just talk.
Well, I do all of my coaching and things like that typically are done over the phone. And, of course, I talk to my guys in the business pretty much by phone on a routine basis. So, I guess I'm still one of those guys where I can get a lot more done in a lot faster time talking on the phone than I can in a text or an email and get my point across.
Yeah,
and
true.
And there's a lot more details I can get in a phone call. No matter what, and you can't get tonality. I don't care what anybody says. You cannot get tonality out of in fact, sometimes it's the tonality you don't want out of a text message or an email.
Oh, yeah, totally can be misread.
Yeah, I don't want that. So if there's something that's really serious that I want to make sure I get across correctly, it's a phone call.
Pick up and call.
Yes.
Totally agree.
And by the way, we've lost teaching young people what I just said.
Yeah.
We don't teach them that. Young people are terrified to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Well, it makes no sense to me. We grew up talking on the phone, but they're literally terrified to talk on the phone. I mean, I don't think some of them even have a message for their voicemail.
Yeah.
They're afraid to even record that.
Really?
Yeah. Call any, young person that you know and see if they actually have got a greeting.
That's
Most
funny.
Don't. No. Most of them, it'll just be the phone number is the, you've reached blah, 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 whatever the automated phone number, message person is. And
720-895-7987
right.
is not available.
Right.
Please leave.
That's what most of them will have. None of them have a, hey, this is John Rush. Thanks for calling. Hope you're having a great day. Please leave a message. I'll call you back as soon as I can. I really appreciate you calling. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel. Thanks so much for calling. No.
No, I mean, they don't do that.
No, they don't. No. Okay.
And again, back to some of what we talked about even in that last hour. Because of that, how do we reach these people that we need to vote on our side? And there's a huge group of people right there that we just talked about that are either of voting age or will be very soon and will be by 2024. What are we as a party doing to reach them?
Well, we still have to be on these highly censored sites, which is really sad.
Yes.
We still have to be on Facebook and Twitter and all of these, sending our message.
Which means you have to play by their rules.
But listen to this. I just got an alert from Facebook. Warning me, conservative mama shared false news, fake information. All I did was post a video of Pitbull talking about how all of this, he talks about the pandemic. He talks about how a lot of this has been planned. This is how you take over a society. He comes from
Cuba. The singer, Pitbull?
Yes. Yes. He comes from Cuba. He goes, red flags are going off in my head. He goes, I see the same takeover that happened in my country is happening here. And Facebook says, sorry, this is fake news. I'm like, listen, all I did was post what he said.
It's his opinion.
I didn't share anything else. I just said, listen to what he has to say. And they flagged me for it. And now it's all gray and this is fake news.
It's somebody talking.
It's someone talking. Like, you can't say.
And by the way, he's kind of a star.
Yeah.
He's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's a big deal that he said it. But it's shocking to me that I'm like, I'm getting flagged. And that's what they do. They try to hit my page. They've hit me so many times that now, even though I have a couple hundred thousand people following you, you reach, 100 people?
They
because
have a way
they've
of
just
controlling
suppressed.
That.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. It's horrible. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, again, folks, these are alternatives.
Yeah. But we still have to stay.
There's not a lot. And this is a complaint I've had now for a few years. We really need some good, solid conservatives to stand up, some of the wealthy individuals that are out there, and help create alternative platforms.
Yes.
Needs to happen. It's a must.
And that would be something awesome if Trump did something like that. I would love it if they would, he put some money in the ring and get some other.
Well, and here's the reality. Most of those guys, it would be an investment, not an expense, because if they get the thing up and running well enough and they start selling ads and so on off of it, well, then now they're making money.
You got 80 million people on your site.
Now they're making money.
Right.
Now it was just an initial, seed investment, and everything else is going to come back as time goes by. And maybe those are some of the things, which honestly, after all of this impeachment nonsense and junk is over with, I would love to see him go focus on something like that.
Yeah, a conservative platform.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, a conservative network.
In fact, that would be one of the best things he could ever do for the country.
Yeah, media is huge, man. I'm telling you, media is more influential.
I wish he'd just start his own media company.
Yes. Oh, yeah, like an NBC. Just be your own.
He's talked about it.
I would love that.
I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. In his world, one thing at a time. He's got to get past this first.
I know. So. Right.
All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next, folks. If you're looking for a new or used car or truck, you can shop online. It's purefoychevrolet.com. In Fort Lupton, it's not much of a drive. And buy a car from somebody like-minded, like we're talking about today, folks, literally. 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. The same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, your finances, folks, are very important, especially as we start getting a little older in life and you start looking at retirement and it starts to approach. And by the way, it's not too early to invest and get yourself ready to go. I don't care if you're 16 or you're 60. You need to be doing that and looking to the future. Al Smith can help you with that. Golden Eagle Financial, 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. And we've had a great, really fast-paced, energetic first hour and a half, and we will continue on. Rachel Keene, of course, conservative mama, joining us. Rachel, for all those listening... Oh, hang on. Rachel's mic turned up.
Oh, am I not here? I probably turned it down myself.
No, he'll turn it up for you. There we go. Now you're up.
Hello.
Okay,
hello.
So how do folks get a hold of you?
I'm just conservative, M-O-M-M-A, and I'm all over social media, and I do a lot of satire.
Okay.
I do a lot of, I reach people on the emotional
perfect
level.
All right, so let's go to our next guest, a major general. It's Mary Kay Eder. Am I saying that right?
You are.
Retired, I should say, I guess, towards the end there. But Major General, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Talk to us about cyberspace.
Oh, it's great to be here with you both. Wow. Cyberscape, the brave new world and all of its issues.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we spent just kind of the first half hour of today's show talking a little bit about it. And it, as you know, it comes up on a pretty routine basis anymore because it's a really, really big deal. And I think it's probably larger than most people realize.
Well, I think because in some ways, even though it's been around for a while, and certainly we've all had phones attached to us now for a little more than 10 years, it's still the Wild West in some ways.
And by the way, you are the author of the new book, American Cyberspace Trials and the Path to Trust. And I guess really the question here is, and a question I would have is, have we as Americans lost the ability to discern what's true and what's not? Yeah. You know, what's true, what's false?
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of studies are telling us that we have lost trust in all of our basic democratic institutions, whether we're talking about government, business, the news media, or even non-government institutions.
Yeah.
So how, I mean, what's your thoughts on how we get some of this back?
Well, we've really hit rock bottom with all of this just this year. We've seen it declining over the past 20 years.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little bit of a bump up during last summer, and I think that was more of a hopeful look rather than an actual about getting true information about the pandemic, getting more help from government as far as stimulus, and then understanding what it would take us to get our businesses back on track. And when some of this by the fall was beginning to not pan out the way many people had hoped, we watched the trust level dip again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are now, is how do we get this back? You're absolutely right. So pick an institution and we'll talk about it.
Well, you know, I think to your point a moment ago and what we're going through, the CDC. I mean, we have seen the CDC really even go back and forth. Mask, no mask, mask work, mask don't. Now you need a double mask. Mm-hmm. I mean, Major General, this has really been all over the map with the CDC. And I'm not saying I, you know, disrespect them at all or anything along those lines. But, you know, when we get mixed signals, even
right.
I as a talk show host who watch this stuff every single solid day, if I see mixed signals, I can tell you the American public does.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're not seeing, I would wager, is common sense.
Right.
Or even an explanation that says, look, we told you this, we were wrong, or we told you this and we've learned more, and here's what we understand now. So let's all just have common sense and do this just to be sure. But I don't see the common sense because we can't back up, we can't admit. And we don't know how to go forward without doing that.
You know, and I will be the first one, and I have said this even on air, is we've learned a lot since last February. And I get going into this, there was a lot of unknowns. We really didn't know how things were going to be. We didn't know what the actual death rate was going to be.
Was, right.
I will give, you know, some credit where credit's due because we really didn't know some of those things. But as you know, Major General, as we went down that path each month, each week even, a little farther, we started to see really some of, and I'm a data guy, as I started looking at some of the numbers myself, I'm thinking, wait a minute, time out. Nobody's really talking about the data. We're talking about the emotional side of this. We're not using the factual data side. And that's what still bothers me to this day.
And I think some of that is what you will see in coverage, because that's what news media does, is the emotional aspect of all of the news. So especially that's true in broadcast news. Let's get to the raw emotions in the fewer minutes that we have for television.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, when we're talking about a virus like what we've had released upon the world, and of course our nation as well, I'll just say it. I realize it's an emotional topic, but as broadcasters, I feel like I don't know about the rest of them, but I feel like I need to take the emotion out of it, give facts as much as I possibly can based upon what's coming into me. And I wish our major news medias would have done the same thing, because I think we'd have a different situation today if they'd done so.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the common sense part of it is, here's what we know now. There's a lot that we don't know. So why don't we just play it safe and do this for now until we know more. Maybe that'll be a couple of days. Hopefully it'll be a couple of weeks, and we'll see.
Right. My concern is that everything is politicized at this point.
Yes.
And because of that, there's always like some kind of political affiliation with whatever news outlet or media outlet or
decisions.
Anyone talking. So there's this skepticism immediately that comes into play because they've been so vocal politically on one side of the aisle or the other. And so immediately distrust is there. It's just there.
No, I, Major General, I have a question for you when it comes to future things that may come up. And here's my fear. And again, we've got Major General Mary Kay Eater, retired, I should say. Has written a book, American Cyberspace Trials and the Path to Trust. So, Major General, here's a question I have for you. Given everything we've been through this past year, especially as Americans, but you know the entire world, but especially as Americans, when the next one of these roll around, which we all know another one will at some point in time, something like this will come along, what do you think the skepticism of the general public's going to be then, because frankly, I could see it being a total disaster the next time around based upon what we've done.
I think that's definitely a possibility, depending on what the next challenge is, because we've seen this affect every aspect of our society, from education to business to how nonprofits work and distribute goods to people. We've seen government change. We're going to see a major sea change in how everything operates from here on forward. So there's not just the new normal, there's the next normal. And then it will change, and it will change again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how well we will adapt to all of this. Certainly we've seen such resistance to the terribly enforced changes in our education system.
Yeah.
And what that's done to kids who've lost their whole senior year in high school.
Right. Right.
Oh, so sad.
We're continuing to learn from home.
Right. No, spot on. Okay, so where do folks buy the book?
It's on Amazon. Isn't everything?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. In today's world, it pretty much is, and you can probably have it delivered to your doorstep tomorrow morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Or 2 days later, I should say. Right now
they're saying that because of weather, it might take a little longer.
True. So, yeah, we have some really cold weather coming into Colorado this weekend, and I know there's other parts of the country that are the same way. All right, folks, again, get the book, American Cyberspace Trials and the Path to Trust. Major General Mary Kay Eder, thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate it, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, and thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. I appreciate it. Have a great afternoon. And, Charlie, you'll have to handle that one for me. I can't get that one hung up for some reason, so I will let you do it. We'll take an early break. We'll come back. We'll have a nice long segment that way.
Perfect.
American National Insurance is up next. My insurance broker, he would love to help you with all of your needs. And just get a free quote today, 303-662-0789.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Extreme Auto Repair is next, folks, and if you want to, we got weather coming in this weekend. I know you only got one day tomorrow. If you need tires, it might be rough getting them on, but I would encourage you to see if you could even get that done, or at least first of the week. There's some really cold weather coming in. Make sure your vehicle is up to snuff, ready to go, and Extreme Auto Repair can do that for you. Find them at klzradio.com, 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
The Great Reset. Global elites are pushing a utopian reset that will reduce human flourishing. It is a bad idea that will ultimately fail. However, history has shown us that a lot of people get hurt on the road to utopia. Kim Munson here. Friday, economic historian and author Dr. Brian Dmitrovic shares his thoughts about the World Economic Forum's plans for your future. Plus, Hal Van Herkey, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, talks about the latest regarding small businesses. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, and Charlie Grimes. And real quick, top of the hour, 5 o'clock, I want to just let you all know we've got a guest coming on. I've never talked to this individual before, but Ray Perkins, who has a very interesting story. He is actually an inventor and a founder of a company that developed a slow-released compound for urea-based fertilizers, which, by the way, reduce water pollution by about 30%.
Wow.
Well, that's awesome. He invented it. Somebody stole it.
No.
And even though he had the patent on it, it didn't matter. We're going to hear his story at 5 o'clock. It's a very interesting story, especially for some of you out there that might be in that world. How do you protect yourself? How do you make sure that somebody doesn't steal your idea, capitalize on it, and then you're out even though it was your idea?
Oh, that'd be horrible.
So we'll talk to Ray at 5 o'clock. It would be awful, wouldn't it?
Oh, we got, yes. You work so hard on something, and then someone takes it, and then you can't win the argument. Did it go to court? Do we know?
We'll find out. Yes, it did, and we'll find out. And keep in mind, in a lot of cases, you don't have the money to fight it.
No.
So, anyways. Okay, let's talk about your celebrity.
Oh, yeah. Gina Carano.
Yeah.
Gina Carano. She is the huge star in Mandalorian, Disney's Mandalorian.
Never seen
it's
it,
like
but
the series, Disney Plus. You know, it's like an offspring of Star Wars type thing.
And, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I've never watched it. I've heard about it. Yes,
she's,
yes.
And she's a conservative.
Okay.
And she just, you know, she's... She's an ex-MMA fighter. She's just amazing, and she's gorgeous and all that, you know. She's just gorgeous. And she just, you know, she's just kind of vocal, but she's not over-the-top vocal.
Okay.
Well, she makes this post, basically, saying that, you know, we need to get along. We need to not fight and hear each other out on politics and stuff like that. And she makes, like, a tie. Where is the article? She makes a tie to the Jews back
during... Oh, Holocaust.
During Nazi Germany.
Oh, she was something about being a Republican today is like being a Jew in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
She said something along those lines, right?
Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where the soldiers were easily rounding up the Jewish people, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for just being Jewish.
Right.
Okay, and then she says, how is it any different from hating someone for their political views?
Basically, and by the way, she's correct.
Yeah.
She's spot on.
But now
she's
people
right.
are outraged that she actually tied to, and I get it. We're not Nazi Germany and we don't have concentration camps. And I know that's an extreme example. But they called her anti-Semitic for this.
How's that being anti-Semitic?
It's not.
She's actually being very sympathetic to what they went through and comparing that to some conservatives today.
Yes. And just.
This is the left canceling culture, as they always do.
And they pretty much proved her point by firing her.
Right.
So they fired her.
Yeah. So they proved the point.
Yes.
Which, by the way, she's probably got a really good case for going after them, I'm guessing, contractually. I would venture to guess she'll have a nice little payola from Disney when this is all said and done. I don't know that. I'm not an attorney, but I think she's got a pretty good case.
Do you think that political affiliation should be a protected class?
Ooh.
Isn't that a good question? I'm looming that, and I'm leaning towards yes.
Should a political affiliation be a protected class?
You know, we've got your sexuality is protected, your religion's protected, your race is protected.
My answer is going to be no, because we have enough of them already.
Okay. So you can be fired for being conservative or fired for being liberal.
I am one that says yes.
Okay.
You should be able to be fired for anything that an employer doesn't like. Now, I realize that's an extreme and people would take...
Right.
Issue with what I just said and so on. But I believe we have enough other laws and social media and things that would counter that anyways, where I don't really think we need to have any type of protections for anyone because we already do that publicly anyways. That's where I would come back and
say
that.
I feel like we're living in such a hostile environment with conservatives or people that are, you know, just freedom loving patriots that I'm leaning to, and I'm not a more government person, which is shocking. I'm definitely government.
Yeah, but it brings on a whole nother dichotomy when you start doing, you know, I don't want to be thrown in with an LGBTQ folks because they've got protected status. So now as a conservative, I think I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be that. Sorry. Okay. I don't need any special attention. I just want to go do my job and do my thing.
Right. But I think that's how most conservatives are. But now it's like they go through your social media. Could you imagine me? Like, I've been so vocal politically. Like, I'm stuck in the political world. Like, there's no, like, and I'm now going to venture out and do something else. Because I've been so vocal,
You limit yourself as to where you can go.
You do. If you vocalize, especially as a conservative.
Yes, I agree.
I mean.
No, there is no doubt. In fact, that's one of the things that I think young people today need to be taught more of, is what you put on social media is what you will be judged by a future boss, employer, customer, whatever the case may be. So, you know, you probably ought to think twice about what you post.
Right.
Given what I just said.
But so, okay, so let's say you work at a big corporation and election time rolls around and you're voting, they find out, look, because Trump was so polarizing at times, they find out that you voted for Trump and that you think that they should be allowed to fire you because you voted for someone that they didn't like. You wouldn't be protected.
Provided I can fire whoever else I want. Yeah, I mean, I'm one of those. I'm an employer.
Yeah.
So I believe in the right to fire, right to work. So in other words, if I don't, frankly, like the color of your hair, see ya. I'll hire somebody else to replace you. I think that's how it should be.
Okay.
Now, it's not, and we have tons of protections, far too many, by the way, I believe. Because frankly, somebody shouldn't be allowed to keep a job just because they're a woman or a gay or black or white or Republican or Democrat or on down the line we go. Okay. The employer should be able to fire whoever they want to at any given point in time, period. And by the way, they'll suffer the consequences on their own. That's my view of it.
Okay.
I'm an employer, though.
Okay.
So of course, I'm going to come at it from a different angle than most will because I feel like in today's world, now, 50 years ago, different world. Okay,
yeah.
We're in a different world today. We have social media and the ability to talk about these things even in public. So let's say you were fired for the color of your hair.
Right.
You have the ability to go on social media, complain about that employer, make a big deal out of it. That employer will have the repercussions of that decision based upon what I just said. Why do we need a law to protect that? It's going to get handled anyways.
Right. Well, and we do see that. But I think there's so much cancel culture out there right now. It's nuts. And just look at the MyPillow guy. Like, it's horrible what's happened to him. They've just
it
come
is
after.
Or is it? On the same token, how much free publicity? And by the way, I'm not saying Mike getting canceled off of some of the things he's been canceled on is a good thing, or is it?
Yeah.
I guarantee you, Mike's bottom line is probably as good now as it was prior to Kohl's dropping him.
Okay, I'd like to know. I'd like to know where he's at.
Because I think what happens is he's getting now tons of free press that he's not even buying.
Right.
Basically getting conservatives or people that like the guy to go buy a pillow, even if it's from him directly online, they don't even, who cares about Kohl's?
Right.
Now, do I agree with Kohl's decision? You know what? Yeah, I do actually. And here's why. They're a private company that can make whatever decision to carry whatever product they want to, and I don't want to take that right away from them.
Yeah, I can understand.
And the repercussions are Mike will sell direct to everybody else that wants to buy one, and because of all the free press he's got, he'll probably sell more pillows now than he did prior, which backfires on them.
Right. Well, we just need more, man, we just need...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. What we need is we need more conservatives just thriving.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And he is one of them. And by the way, I think he's going to continue to thrive even based upon these other merchants not carrying his product. I mean, in his world, is that a big hit? I don't know. I'd have to look at the sales numbers.
Yeah,
and
I'd like
I think
to see
you'd
the numbers.
Have to look at it 90 days later and say, well, you know, maybe we took a hit the first month, but we may pick that up in online orders the next two.
Right. Right.
I know this. Yeah. I guarantee you, Mike, being the business guy that he is, isn't upset about all the free press he's getting.
No, probably not. That's true. It's just a good question. It's just a good.
No,
question.
These are great. Questions.
Because I'm curious. Because I do see you see. You don't see it go the other way though. I don't see like a liberals getting fired or liberals, you know, being canceled. You just don't see that.
Well,
you see it only.
Here's what I will tell. Here's what I will
direction.
Tell you on that. You may not see it, but let me tell you what. it happens. And I want it to be able to happen. In other words, if you're a bleeding heart liberal and you're constantly posting and you're constantly negative right. and you're constantly whining about everything, do you think the guy around, you know, do you think the boss is going to keep you around? And I want the ability for him to fire you.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be protected by being a liberal.
Yeah.
Or being a Democrat, for example. I want that guy to be able to fire you. Just like if the liberal is the employer and there's a Republican there and he's constantly, you know, whining about this and posting this and posting that and he becomes an annoyance, I want that guy to be able to be fired too.
Okay.
Because I want the employer to be able to make that decision.
Right.
Because I'm also one of these guys that believes, you know what, leave that crap at home and go do your job.
True. That's true. Well, it's not, though. That's the problem. We can't go anywhere. We can't even watch a football game. It's everywhere in our faces all the time, and it's exhausting.
Again, I'm one of those guys that says I would like to, and I don't want any law saying this.
Right.
But I want a workplace where, you know what, let's just get our jobs done.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you thumping me over the head with a Bible, and I also don't want you thumping me over the head with a Christian flag, but I also don't want you thumping me over the head with all your abortion nonsense.
Right.
Okay, get it?
Yeah.
In other words, I just want you to come to work and do your job.
Right. Well, and I think that's how a lot of people are feeling at this point. I think it's been so politics and everywhere and everything.
Agree.
And cancel culture and, you know, we don't like it. And everyone's offended. It's just like, it's just been so much.
Agreed.
And I think people, like even when I talk to my husband about it, he's like, I just want to watch sports again where it's just sports. It's just simple.
Can't argue that. A Good Shop's coming up next. And Al Smith would love to, or it's not Al Smith, Al Stern. I'm sure I say this correctly. Mm-hmm. Al Stern would love to help you with your repair. And I said this earlier, and as much as I hate to talk about that 100-car pileup in Dallas, it's a reminder that, hey, accidents happen. You need to make sure you get your vehicle fixed, get it back up and running the way it's supposed to be, back to original equipment specifications. A Good Shop can do that. Find him at klzradio.com.
Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to improve because they want to help more people. Al Sturm started A Good Shop because he saw a need. Back when he worked as an insurance adjuster, Al got a call from a confused customer looking for some help after a collision. Once Al had walked him through his insurance claim, this customer wanted to know what he should do next. Al told him, "The first thing you do is find a good shop." Even back then, Al saw the way corporate conglomerates ran the auto body industry. They dictated the process so their customers didn't have much of a choice. Al wanted to give his customers options. Today, Al and his team at A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City keep on finding new ways to control the quality of their work so they can provide an alternative to the big guys. After a collision, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That's it for hour number two. By the way, we'll be back another full hour coming your way, so stay tuned. Again, I talked about this a little bit ago, top of the hour. We're going to have a great story coming in, so just stay tuned. We'll hear all about the struggles that Ray Perkins had. So hang tight. We'll be right back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.